Where is our energy going to come from in the future? This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. Governor Snyder said we need a long-term energy policy in his State of the State address this week.
It needs to be an adaptable policy because of the lack of federal policy and the challenges of a global marketplace. We need to focus on important things such as eliminating energy waste and the conversion from coal to natural gas, an asset of the state of Michigan, and renewables.
In Michigan, we have cut back on the amount of coal we burn for electricity, and more cuts are coming. Jerry Anderson is chairman and CEO of DTE Energy.
Primarily at the EPA, there are new environmental regulations that will fundamentally reshape the way we generate electricity in Michigan. And I expect that we will, over the next 10 to 15 years, retire 50 to 60% of the coal-fired generation in the state and replace that with a mix of renewable energy and natural gas-fired, both of which are lower emitting, including carbon emissions.
Governor Snyder also called for the creation of a new energy agency. He says he wants to put all the state's energy experts under one roof. James Clift is the policy director of the Michigan Environmental Council, and he joins me now to talk more about this. James, what do you expect this change will mean?
I think he wants to create better coordination in the agencies. I think President Obama's Clean Power Plan has really kind of shooken up the regulation of utilities a little bit. They're really being forced to consider the environmental impacts of the production of energy in a new and different way that they haven't in the past. And they realize, both in Michigan and across the country, there has to be really good coordination through your environmental protection agencies and your regulators, make sure that we're going to achieve the requirements of those new rules.
You mentioned the EPA's Clean Power Plan, and that's the proposal to cut carbon emissions from power plants. What kind of effect is that going to have on coal plants in Michigan?
Yeah, so they are the main emitters of carbon. So we expect that we'll get the easiest way to comply with the plan is to close some of those old, obsolete coal plants and build new either natural gas or renewable assets to replace them, along with kind of some robust energy efficiency investments that help kind of lower that total amount of energy we're using in Michigan.
Governor Snyder talked about moving away from coal to a greater dependence on natural gas and renewables. What's your reaction to that?
I worry about too much reliance on natural gas. Over-reliance on natural gas, it's clearly a product we use to heat our homes. A lot of industries in Michigan use it as an industrial feedstock. So I think that it's kind of a higher risk approach to use too much natural gas. I think we should be focusing more on the renewable and energy efficiency side because, A, you get a bigger bang for your buck. So as you replace, you go from a lot of carbon to no carbon, that's a good deal. We get a lot of credit under the federal law. If you go from coal to natural gas, it's less carbon, but there's still a significant amount of carbon there. So you have to actually do a lot more in order to comply with the law. So again, I think it's finding that mix of resources that allows Michigan to kind of move forward and continue the transition to clean energy that we've been on for the last 5 years.
James Clift is the policy director of the Michigan Environmental Council. Thanks, James.
Thank you.
That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.